KBMW.
All right, we're back. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Still got some light snow, 31 degrees. Wednesday, middle of the week, hump day Wednesday, December 14th. In here talking with Mandy Steinberger from Breckenridge Family and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I'm always, let me turn you on there. There we go.
Good morning, Bill.
One more day. It's been one of those kind of days. Right. Thank you. Just bear with me here.
Absolutely.
I'll get it in gear yet, believe me. How are things going? I look at this breakdown of what you've got going every single month, and I'm always amazed because there's so much stuff going on over at the Teen Center, and now you've kind of been busy shuffling things around, but tell us what's happening.
Well, we've got several things going on this month. Today, I'm glad to get in here today because today we have our Christmas party movie day at the Breck Teen Center. Things changed, of course, because of the going to a late start and a full day of school instead of an early out movie day. And Christmas party, it's just going to be a regular. We changed the movie down to Charlie Brown Christmas.
I love that movie.
Yes, so it's not Christmas until you've seen it.
I know. I'm doing Charlie Brown Christmas trivia all week this
week. That's awesome. A
great movie.
So, and then we're going to still do the free cider. We're going to still give them their treats, the fudge by the Heart Maples Market had donated some fudge for the kids.
How nice is that?
Christmas and fudge.
Sure.
And then we're going to do our Econo T-Rex cookie. They made such awesome cookies. They decorated them awesome.
You got a lot of friends helping you out over there.
No, they love our youth, Bill. They love our youth. So, they're going to, of course, do the door prize. So I'm going to be, me and my staff are going to be scrambling to do what we would normally do in like 4.5 hours.
Right.
In about
you
two.
You can pull this off.
So,
come on.
We're going to do it all. We're going to do the pizza, popcorn, all of it. So, just the kids come on over and they'll enjoy today's movie day
and everything else that goes with it, right?
Right, right. And so that's what's going on today. And of course, we have our usual pool tournament Mondays. That every Monday we do our pool tournament. The winners, for a second and third, all get a prize, so a treat, and then their name on the winner's plaque. And that goes the same for our ping pong tournament Thursdays. Mm-hmm. The winners get their name on their own plaque as well.
Right.
The first, second, and third. And then, of course, Tuesdays is a little different. We usually do our game table challenge. You challenge a friend, and then you guys get treats. And
does that get pretty heated and pretty fun? I bet it does. Competition going on there.
I've had kids come in with some just playing cards and say, "Does this count?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course it counts.
Yeah, absolutely."
So yeah, they and then of course it is. They just want to be able to win and lose because you get a winner's treat, and then you get.
Nobody really loses.
No, they don't. They just have fun and they get treats
right,
and they
that's
play.
That's as it should be.
So interaction. So and then we have our Christmas break hours, which are Monday, December 26th through Saturday, December 31st. We're open 1 to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So while the kids are on Christmas break, you guys, if you want to send them on over, lunch break, drive them on over. Of course, youth 10 and up, youth under 10, we want to have accompanied by an adult. But we're open those hours Monday through Saturday, December 26th through the 31st. And then finally, next Wednesday.
This is important. I've been talking about this since you sent me the notice about this. This is something so timely, and I'll let you just go ahead and fill us in.
Absolutely, Bill. So the statistics are unfortunately staggering when it comes to youth and suicide.
Frightening.
And so we wanted, especially before the holidays, when that does seem to spike, we wanted to address that and give the youth tools, the tools they need to see if whether they are feeling that way, whether they see a friend, to know what to look for, to just address that, have a suicide prevention presentation for them to be able to go into the holiday knowing we're here. Here's what you can do, and there's hope.
There's options.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's hope. And so the awareness of this is saving lives. So
that's huge. How did you come about this? How did you put this together?
I'm also part of the We Care Coalition. And so the We Care Coalition was trying to figure out, we've been doing different trainings on youth suicide prevention. And they actually had a suicide prevention workshop at the schools. Each of the schools had one. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to not just leave it there.
Yeah.
We wanted to be able to take that and go, here, let's not just give them this presentation and then just let it go. How do we follow up? Especially going into the holiday season. And this was, you know, what the We Care Coalition had figured out. We contacted Mobile Mental Health. And so Trevor from Mobile Mental Health said, I would love to come in and do this presentation. So that's how that all came about. And
fantastic. What a great, great resource,
right,
to provide to people and just knowing the risk. Tough being a kid.
Right.
You know, with everything they've got going on, the social media,
right,
stuff that, you know, I didn't even dream of,
right,
when I was a kid. So, yeah, a lot of extra pressure. So,
absolutely.
Again, this stuff is this program, I think, is going to be very beneficial.
Absolutely.
Is there a cost to this?
No.
Okay.
This is absolutely free to the public. And then, of course, we will have, for those that would wish not their, you know, youth not to participate for whatever reason, we'll of course have our usual activities as well as an alternative. But yeah, we do strongly encourage it's you know, just to have the youth attend this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, this is right before their Christmas break, and giving them that message of hope.
Yeah.
Before that, you know, we'd love to be a part of that.
I'm going to ask you something, Mandy. Have you been through this kind of training too? I mean, can you recognize? Can you kind of evaluate risk with the kids you see coming in and out?
So I did get to be a part of the Soul Shop youth suicide workshop.
How was that?
It was great.
Good.
It was great. A lot of things that you wouldn't think, just things that we grew up thinking, like the taboos of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of those ideas were like, you know, showing the numbers and saying how, you know, the myths regarding it really aren't so true. 'Cause for me, we grew up, don't say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might be planting a seed. You might
right.
be giving them an idea. And, you know, that was one of my questions to them. And they're like, well, here's the numbers, you know, and here's what happens when we address it. And when we, you know, when you have communities actively working, you see those numbers going down.
And the numbers don't lie.
Correct.
You know, that's as real as it gets.
Correct. And if telling the kids that we're here
mm-hmm.
saves that life, of course, why wouldn't we want to do that?
And again, folks, get that on your calendar. It is Wednesday, next Wednesday, December 21st. At 3:45, and that's going on at the Teen Center.
At the Teen Center, correct.
And fantastic.
Then, yeah, and then, of course, we're open for rentals and all of those things, Bill. I'm thinking about doing a live on Facebook to take people on a virtual tour.
Great idea.
I don't like lives, but, you
why?
Know.
Why? Why? You do great here,
right.
So you'll do great on camera, too. Come on.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. You make it easy.
Well,
you
thank you.
Easy.
Appreciate that as well. So, again, doing great things over there at the Community and Teen Center and in another busy month.
Right. And then, of course, we have our skating when we get our rink up and going,
yeah.
You know, is a dollar a day. And now there's snow on our hill. Bill?
Nice. So some serious sledding going on now.
Right.
Serious sledding.
Right.
So as far as the new year, good things coming up. Looking forward to a great 2023.
Absolutely, Bill.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, keep up the great work that you do over there. And again, always an open door. Come in here and talk to me anytime, okay?
Sounds great.
Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Community and Teen Center. It's 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
Ho, ho, ho. It's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas. Wishing you and your family Merry Christmas from Dablo in the Morning Show on the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.